Thank you for joining the Black Student Union Alliance podcast, recorded live at the 2025 conference held at Portland Community College's Sylvania campus. These episodes feature the voices of this year's attendees, participants from many different viewpoints and perspectives sharing their experiences from the conference, as well as what they face within our local educational ecosystem. In episode one, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Tyler Walker of Building Blocks to Success. All right, so Tyler, tell me first, what has brought you to this event?
So I currently work at Building Blocks to Success. We're a STEM Pathways program.
Okay.
And we participate with the McDaniel BSU chapter.
Okay.
And so coming to this event helps us understand kind of the state of what BSUs look like in different schools and actually learning how to support students when they go through our programs, or if they're not in BSUs, how can we get them in there? How can we support them if they don't have the ability to be in a BSU and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Okay. All right. And is this the first Black Student Union Alliance you've been to?
This is.
Yeah. Okay. How'd you like it?
That's pretty cool. Okay. I wish that I had this opportunity when I was growing up, because I grew up in Tigard, and I had a BSU in my middle school, but my mom had to create that. So, like, finding these spaces, we had to go out of our way to find people that looked like us,
right?
To build that kind of community.
So. Right, right. What were some of the things that you may have heard from students today that really resonated with you, as far as, like, because you already said, I wish I had that when I was younger. What are some of the things that you heard students, like, really resonate? Like, oh, man, yeah, that would have been helpful.
It was really cool seeing a good portion of the students looking to go to an HBCU in particular. I know that growing up, I didn't learn that HBCUs were a thing until like February of my senior year.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I was like, it's like, I just applied to all these schools. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's like a hub for Black people? Like, what? And so, like, seeing students being like, yeah, I want to go to this school. I want to be a part of this chat. I want to be in this sorority or this fraternity.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm happy that you're looking for and you found your calling.
Yeah.
And you found a community that wants you.
Yeah.
So.
That is awesome. I mean, so I'm from a predominantly Black area, grew up in a suburb of Philadelphia. So, when you're talking about HBCUs and just those spaces, it's like, yeah, it definitely, like, this is where we're going. You know, someone's going to go to Howard, someone's going to go to Lincoln, you're going to Cheney. Like, it's just, you know.
Right.
So it's interesting to be here in this dynamic where BSU means so much more, you know, because of the racial makeup, being able to have those affinity groups, being able to just look around and see people that look, feel, and understand everything that you're going through. It's been pretty impactful to me just to be on the sidelines of this. Can you talk about your experience, you know, as a student and what it felt like not having one in high, it was in high school. So you had one in, what was it? You had one in middle school and not one in high school?
We had one in middle school and the one in high school.
Okay.
But I didn't know. So first, I didn't fully understand when I was in middle school what it actually meant to be a part of a Black student union.
Right.
Because in elementary school, I had spent the entire time being the only Black kid in my class. And like, my mom tells a story of how, like, the teachers were like trading other students so that they could have my brother and I in their class. And I'm like, okay, so
not trading students.
It's crazy. It is crazy. And so, like, but I was so used to being the only person that looked like myself that when my mom's like, we should create a Black student union so you can meet the other Black students, I was like, well, why? Like, what's the purpose of it?
Right.
And getting involved in high school and meeting the other Black kids, there were still only a good handful of us. I think there were like 10 or 12 of us out of the whole school.
Okay.
But I learned as I was growing up, like, oh, like, maybe being in these spaces and seeing myself and being passionate about things and having people that look like me that are also passionate about those things feels different than having my only connection be some material thing in the world with people that don't look like myself at all. And then when I go through struggles, they're like, well, why don't you try this? Which actually just be, it's like intentional or unintentional subtle racism. And I'm like thinking like, I remember in middle school, there were a couple students that were in the BSU, and then we had like students and teachers and staff that were outside of the BSU that were also not in the Black community asking what the purpose was to actually have a BSU. And so I'd be, you know, in sixth or seventh grade, like, well, yeah, why do we need to have this? And like not really understanding, like, you know, like being the only person that looks like you yourself in your class is a problem.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And so it took me a long time to find that journey, but ultimately, being a part of those and seeing like, oh, maybe this doesn't have to be
right,
that,
right.
You know? So like being here has also kind of helped me remember some of the experiences that I had growing up that at the time I was like, this is a little weird. Now going back to it, I'm like, oh, that was really weird and also really wrong.
Yes.
But yeah.
So I definitely, I can relate to some of that experience. I spent not middle school, but high school. We were in a K through 12 private school, Christian school, Baptist school on the East Coast. And it was predominantly white. And there weren't things, there was racism that was happening both overtly and passively. And even my response to the overt racism was just like, more so like this, that's weird about this particular school's culture and not necessarily this is racism. And then the subversive stuff, I completely didn't pick up on it until like years later. I reflect on a moment and be like, oh my God, that was incredibly racist.
Exactly.
It was just normal. Yeah, I can totally relate to that. So I graduated high school in 94. I know I'm old. And the high school I went to, interracial dating could kick you or get you kicked out in 1994. So I was in like, yeah, I was there from 90 to 94. And if they found out you were dating someone outside of your race, they would kick you out flat out. And they wouldn't just like say it, but they would create a situation where it was like, well, we're having these issues, da 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 da. And then you'd go from my school, Concord Christian, and you end up at school where everyone could date however they wanted to, American Christian. It was like the rival school. So that was a thing. And at the same time, around the same time period, George Bush was running for election. And he had went down to Florida to this college called Bob Jones University, which is the finishing one of the finishing colleges for that Christian school that I went to. And they were explicit law on the books. There is no interracial dating on our campus.
Jeez.
Period. So as I'm talking to my guidance counselor and, you know, he's like, yes, what schools are you looking at? You know, you're probably going to stay local, right? And I was like, I mean, that's what I was thinking anyway, but it didn't click then what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm looking at Temple and da-da-da and a couple, I'm naming HBCUs. He was like, I think those are perfect fits for you.
And I was like, jeez.
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
Didn't get it until like.
It's like he agrees with it. That's great.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're my guidance counselor. Like, you're here to guide me as a student. This is wild. This is racist. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah. So even I couldn't imagine being like the single Black student, you know. And as children, we're very naive anyway. Even if another child does something racist or says something racist, it's more so seen as something like personal between me and that kid versus this child is being indoctrinated to hate me. So I'm very excited to talk to some more students today that, you know, are seeing the benefits of being in the BSU. You know, man, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. What would you say are some of like the pillars or mandatory elements of a BSU success?
Community is a strong one.
Okay.
I think that being in a BSU and feeling like you belong in a BSU like you actually belong. Not, yeah, well, I meet the qualifications, but I don't really know what I'm doing here. Okay. It's okay. Like a real strong aspect of it, because we're coming into a space and it ends up being very vulnerable because we all have things that we share. And when we start discussing the adversities that we've experienced, the subtle racism, the blatant racism, whatever it may be, it becomes a space where it's like, how do I share this and feel comfortable with the people I'm sharing with? And the BSUs that have community and value people bringing themselves, even if they are Black and they're like mixed with a different race,
right?
Like, how do you bring your experiences and talk to people in this community and feel like you're a part of it? I know that, like, growing up, when I could say, like, yeah, this was a really weird experience that I had in class because we were reading To Kill a Mockingbird and talking to other Black students and being like, I had the same idea. It made me feel like I wasn't the only one that was experiencing it.
Right.
And as I said, we didn't have a lot, but when it was the three or four of us together talking about these experiences, like, okay, so maybe it's not just in my head.
Right.
I feel like this community, small or whatever, I feel like this community agrees with me and has seen this, and then we can actually figure out what we want to do about that, and how we're going to go and do something about that.
Yeah.
I think the other part is just like exposure to other resources for the Black community outside of school, because the BSU is a great resource, especially while you're in school, but what happens when you're at the grocery store? What happens when you're graduating high school? What resources are available to you? And BSUs that really value, hey, these are the opportunities that you can have outside of this 20-minute class period or this 20-minute session would be very helpful.
All right. It's not on? I'll be right there. Give me a sec. So there was a situation, we were in a social studies class, or so, could someone bring it to me? Social studies class or like a world history class, and they were it was social studies, and they were talking about multiculturalism, introducing that into education, our curriculum, and they were talking about it from a negative standpoint, and it was me, I'm in the back row with another Black student, and they were on the other side of the room. And they're like, yeah, this is America. You don't need to learn about everyone else's cultures. I mean, everyone needs to learn about American culture. And my father's Nigerian. My mother's Jamaican. His family's from the South. But both of us, like, it hit us. Like, we both were like, what? And then we leaned back and looked at each other. It was like,
yeah.
It was so, yeah. So, like you were saying, by having community, it's so important. Even in those slight moments, it's just like, I need someone else in this room that I can relate to.
For sure. Yeah, I wish I had the opportunity to relate with some people in my class when things in class are happening. Because I remember on more than one occasion, I'd be the only Black person in like my social studies class, and we get to the part of history where we start talking about slavery, we start talking about the civil rights movement. And then my teacher would...
Do you want to read?
Well, what my teacher would do is call my name. It's like, can we talk outside? So I'm walking. Like, the entire class is looking at me. As I'm walking outside, he's like, we're about to talk about slavery. Like, if you need to leave, like, you can leave. But, like, we're going to start talking about these things. Oh, so I just wanted to let you know. And then, like, I walk back in, like, super awkward. Like, everybody's asking questions. Like, well, what did they want to talk to you about? And I'm just like, oh boy.
God.
That's
terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Oh my gosh. Is there any closing remarks you want to leave for, you know, any of the students that may hear this afterwards?
I think that if there's anybody that's still questioning what their purpose is in a BSU, I highly encourage them to start trying to talk with the people that are in their BSU or people that look like themselves, their parents, whatever it may be, and really figure out what you're missing from your life and how you can find those experiences and start with a BSU, because there are a lot of people that have experienced similar things to you there.
That makes sense. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We truly hope you found the conversation as informative and entertaining as we did. And if you did, be sure to spread the word. Share the podcast episode with a friend, subscribe to this podcast, and leave a comment and rate the episodes.
Thank you so much for being intentional and spending time with the youth of our community by listening to this podcast.